the one thing needed. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Luke 10:41-42.
The struggle we know too well. Do you ever feel like life only works if you keep everything in motion? Like you're juggling responsibilities at work, at home, with family and friends, hoping nothing slips, but feeling valued only when things turn out right? The harder you try to manage every outcome, the heavier the burden feels. But Scripture shows us again and again, peace doesn't come from keeping it all together. It comes from placing it in the hands of the one who already does. Martha's story. When Jesus visited the home of Mary and Martha, Martha wanted everything just right. She bustled about, pouring her energy into serving him. But underneath the activity was a deeper struggle. She measured her value by the results of her energy, expecting her sister to share the weight of her striving. She felt peace would come only if everything turned out the way she imagined. Her frustration built as she looked over at Mary, who sat quietly at the Lord's feet, soaking in his words. How could her sister just sit there while so much needed done? Finally, Martha burst out, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Luke 10:40. Jesus' reply was gentle, yet piercing. Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed, only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Martha thought peace would come from managing every detail, but Jesus showed her that real peace is found not in outcomes, but in him. His words to Martha echo his timeless invitation, Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, and you will find rest for your souls. Matthew 11:28-29. Sarah's story. Centuries earlier, Sarah wrestled with the same drive. God had promised Abraham a son, but years stretched into decades with no child. At last, Sarah decided she had to act. She gave her servant Hagar to Abraham, hoping to help God out and secure the promise herself. Genesis 16:1-2. Her plan worked in one sense. Hagar conceived. But the household was torn with jealousy and bitterness. Sarah's attempt to manage the outcome created pain in her home and conflict that rippled through generations. Like Martha, Sarah longed for something good. But she trusted her own effort more than God's timing, and the result was turmoil instead of peace. The thread that ties them together. Both women longed for something good. Martha to honor Jesus, Sarah to see God's promise fulfilled. But in their striving, they missed the better gift, trust, rest, and presence with God. From a kitchen in Bethany to a tent in the desert, the pattern is the same. People longing for blessing, but exhausting themselves by trying to manage outcomes. Martha thought her worth was in her work. Sarah thought God's promise depended on her plan. Both discovered that striving doesn't lead to peace. And both point us to the truth. Fulfillment is not found in our effort, our perfection, or our control. It is found in God alone. Be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46:10. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. Isaiah 30:15. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Psalm 127:1. A word for us. We, too, measure our worth by outcomes. We expect others to carry our burdens. We juggle responsibilities and press to make things turn out right, believing peace will come once everything is under control. But Jesus calls us to something better. He invites us to release the weight, to stop expecting others to validate our worth, and to find rest at his feet. The world says, work harder, manage more, prove your value. Jesus says, come to me, abide in me, dwell with me. Reflection. Where in your life are you measuring your worth by results? Are you expecting others to carry the same weight of striving you feel? Like Sarah, are you trying to help God out instead of trusting his timing? What would it look like this week to lay it down and simply dwell with him?
Prayer. Lord, I confess that like Martha, I often measure my value by what I can do, and like Sarah, I sometimes try to make your promises happen in my own way. Forgive me for projecting my striving onto others and grasping at outcomes that belong to you alone. Teach me to release my grip, to trust your timing, and to rest in your presence. You are enough. Amen. Call to action. Friend, when life feels out of control, don't juggle harder. Open your hands. Release what was never yours to carry. Let him hold what you cannot. Rest at his feet. Trust his timing. Soak in his presence. That's where peace begins.